You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Charlie Kohler is a little bit upset with how his buddy Mark Andrews was treated. This is what he had to say.
It's really frustrating. I know, like, people really care about their sports, but, like, to see how terrible some things are being said, is, you know, I hurt for him, and, like, I see it. And he does a really good job of, like, blocking it out and stuff, and he's, like, great strong. But, yeah, some of those things that are being said is pretty messed up. Like, I know that people are very passionate about their sports, but like we came up short. It sucks. It really sucks. But like to see the way people react to some of that stuff is really disappointing for someone I love and care about so much. So yeah, it does like make me upset. I understand people are emotional, but I wish people kept it above the belt a little bit more. I've been a fan. I am a fan. I yell at the Thunder when they're not playing well. Champions, by the way, OKC. But I still like it is frustrating to see how personal it gets sometimes just because I care about him and Isaiah and all of our room and all of our team so much.
I love that. Yeah. Did he start to clap at the right time or was it?
I'm happy that Charlie said exactly what he said. He said, keep it above the belt. He's okay with you criticizing. He's all right with that. But why do you got to hit a man below the belt? I'm 100% with him. Hey, dude. We said, hey, look, he dropped the pass. I mean, next year, we're going to turn the page, go on. But, dude, you can't drop that pass. Okay, that's above the belt. He knows he can't drop that pass. You're all pro tight end. But for me to start personally attacking him because of that, I mean, dude, what's wrong with your life? Well, what is wrong with your life? That's where it goes to over the guy dropping a pass. I'm upset. Season's over. I hate that. I don't hate him.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Like, again, we said live in the moment for the second. You know, it's okay. Be upset at what happened. But by no means is losing that game Mark Andrews' fault because of what happened at the end of the game. Even if he catches that pass, it's tied. We have to wait to see what happens of a game where there were no punts. And again, there were so many things in the game, including a fumble by Mark Andrews that you could throw out there. And I know
that's a bad game.
Yeah, that's why people have vitriol towards him. But it doesn't have to get. Why does everybody make things personal?
Yeah.
Like, and all you cowards that hide behind these fake pictures and burner accounts and, oh, you're really tough. And then it's funny when you see one of the guys, like, basically respond to something on social media and you can tell it's the other person or they forget to switch accounts and write it. Yeah, that guy was right. The one guy that said that thing, I forget what his name was. Yeah, it's you. I can see you didn't switch accounts, dork. You know, like, again, social media has become a cesspool. And even with all due respect to the Buffalo Bills, I mean, they do that stuff that it's like, hey, let's raise money for his charity, which nobody's ever going to complain about it. But we know why you're doing it. We know why you're doing that.
Because you feel guilty.
I'll complain about it.
About what you just did.
Because as soon as the Ravens went to do that for their tight end, Dawson Knox, after the quote-unquote drops, I was like, oh, you guys are scumbags. Why would you do that? You've been doing this to everybody else. And I'm not saying, like, the cool ones are when, didn't the Bills donate to, was it Tyler Boyd?
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, that's what it was.
Andy After Dalton. They beat us.
Yeah, they donated. But that makes sense. They helped them get in. They helped them get in the playoffs, and I get that. If you're going to donate money, do it for the right reasons. But ultimately, I got to be honest, I don't even care if you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Just give me the money. You know, if it's for charity, then so be it. But don't act like you're holier than thou when it comes
down
to it.
Yeah, but it's after they personally insulted people.
Yes.
I mean, and that's why they don't like it's like that whole, I know the coded language, so when it's spoken to me, I'm insulted. Well, because you know the coded language. Yeah. And it just got reversed. So they were upset because we did that to them. Oh, I know what that means. Yeah, you do know what that means. When you get insulted, if you get offended because somebody does what you do, it's because you know the meaning behind it.
And
hats off to Charlie Cole. I mean, I love everything he said. He basically asked, why do you make it personal? And Jeremy, he didn't make it personal. You know what I mean? He didn't say, man, these idiot fans. No. He handled it in a very professional, above the belt way.
What I loved in
that was verbal judo, man.
You heard me laugh because he showed you he was a fan. As soon as he said, yeah, I get upset when the Thunder lose a game, but they won the championship. That's fandom talking there. He wanted to let you know. And again, like we all grow up loving things. It doesn't have to be a sports team. Maybe it's a comic book character. Maybe it's a, you know, somebody in a movie or a TV show that you watch all the time. But ultimately, people, you know, get this fandom that goes on. I don't see the guys in Star Wars that all of a sudden start saying, this is BS, and then I'm not watching Luke anymore. I can't believe he did that. Like, it's entertainment any way you slice it. And maybe I got this way from being in sports talk radio for 25 years now. You get kind of numb to some things.
You did.
And you get really numb during baseball season because it's a long season and there's a lot of things that go on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What you got over there for us, Joseph?
So the comments on it, because I had to pull this from someone's Twitter page. He pulls the old switcheroo on us. It starts with, I respect Charlie for saying this. He's always seemed like a good dude. But in the moment, it's hard not to be harsh and critical of players. These players don't experience it like longtime fans have.
Oh, shut up.
Like, what?
No, hit me out. No. Forget the idiot comment that is. Charlie Kohler is not saying you shouldn't be emotional. If you listen to what he's saying, I get the emotions behind it.
Don't be personal.
He's saying keep it above the belt. You can't, if you go, you can't drop that pass, Mark Andrews. What are you doing? That's above the belt. Because Mark Andrews is probably going thinking, man, I can't drop that pass. What am I doing? But if you start personally attacking him, then that I don't care about how much of a fan you've been. You don't know what the player's gone through to get to the point of playing in the National Football League.
I love it. He doesn't know how long I've been rooting. You don't know that he played through a game when he had a hernia issue or he's got a bum ankle that he's taped up. Oh, boo-hoo, because he's getting paid millions. I love when people do that.
But even that aside, Kohler is not saying don't criticize. He's saying, man, don't make this thing personal. Don't come after me like that.
And people did. There were death threats. There's nasty. Like, you get DMs of people saying, I hope you die. Really? That's where you went?
I remember when I was an AP voter, and I voted. Everybody had Florida State in top five. I'm like, I'm top five team. I had them like number 11. And some guy would personally attack my family and my wife, specifically said something about my wife. And my response to him on Twitter was, don't think I can't find you.
Yeah.
And I remember contacting the AP, apologizing. They looked at the tweet and said, good for you. Don't think I won't find you. It's all, say whatever you want about me. Don't bring my family in.
That's my favorite thing that people do on social media is where they attack you personally and it's like, oh, I can't believe he came back at me. And now all of a sudden they're clutching their pearls because you did something. I had a guy that said something to me on social media and said he was going to write a letter to my boss to try to get me fired. And then I wrote something back to him and I said, this is interesting. I see you work at a local bank. Maybe I should send an email to your boss and see what happens. Oh, you're being a douchebag. I can't believe you'd do that. Why would you try to get somebody fired that just... Isn't that exactly what you just said to me? And then the guys that it's, oh, woe is me after the fact, and you're being the jerk when you were the one that was being an aggressor. You were the one that came to somebody's page and wrote something negative about them or gave them a death threat or, you know, even some sort of veiled... shot at somebody in your family, somebody you work with, whatever. We've dealt with all of it.
Yeah, we have. We have.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.